U.S. beef production this year and next may be a little less than had been expected a few weeks ago. Seth Meyer, chairman of the Agriculture Department's Outlook Board, says they've trimmed a little bit off of their previous beef production forecast.
Dropping it 79 million pounds in 15 and 110 million pounds in 2016 on what's proven to be a slower pace of marketings, as we expect a little bit longer backgrounding and a little bit heavier weights slows those animals coming to market.
Even so, Meyer says we'll still see a 4.8% increase next year in beef output.
Actually, in all the meat categories we track, we have year-over-year increases in production.
1.7% increase next year for pork, 1.9% broilers, almost 8% for turkeys. And, of course, this is already causing some price declines as the year winds down.
Obviously, as the supplies expand year-over-year, you'd expect prices to soften into 16 as well, too.
USDA forecasting average steer prices down 5% next year, hogs down about 4.5%, broilers 4.2%, turkeys down 2.7%. The latest Agriculture Department forecast for poultry production in 2016 show that broiler output could climb almost 2% next year at just a smidge below 41 billion pounds. Meyer says, of course, broiler prices are going to suffer perhaps a little more than had been expected a few weeks ago. Meyer looking for an average price next year of 85.8 cents a pound, down 3.7 cents from this year's price. Doesn't sound like a lot till you multiply it by the almost 41 billion pounds, and then you get quite a decline in receipts for broiler producers. But Meyer says
they should be helped a little bit by this lower corn and soybean prices. So they continue to expand, pushing prices lower.
Meanwhile, for eggs, which were hit hard by avian influenza, causing big price spikes earlier this year, Meyer says we're seeing a rebound in output a bit this year, more next year, and with that,
we did push down our expectations for egg prices.
Wholesale prices next year could drop by about 11% to 167 a dozen, compared to an average 188 this year and was 137 in 2014. At the moment, at least, Agriculture Department analysts are forecasting that exports of U.S. beef, pork, and broilers will rebound next year, however.
I think there are still some question marks out there that we still have to wait to see how those play out.
The Agriculture Department's chief economist, Rob Johansson, says, first question, will demand pick up for U.S. dairy and broilers next year? Because this year,
we've seen weak demand in China for dairy, for example, and obviously in Russia. We are seeing weak demand as well for our broiler products.
That's because many countries have put restrictions on importing U.S. poultry products because of that outbreak of avian influenza last winter and spring, which leads to a couple of more questions. Will those countries lift those restrictions? And of course, will the bird flu return this fall and winter? Also, Johansson says the strengthening U.S. dollar has been making our livestock and dairy products more expensive for overseas customers this year. So another question, what will the dollar do next year?
So those are things we'll be watching for the rest of this year and into next year.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.